welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August 5th, 2023. And we're going to look at a very big problem, I guess, with people, especially millennials, I understand, something called rejection. And it just seems that the people that I speak to, that I work with, often have difficulty with this thing about being rejected. The story I have here is not one I can tell on air, but it is from an email that I received from a listener who is usually purporting all sorts of different dilemmas in his life. His name is Trey. That's all I can tell you. And here's what he says. I hope you will answer this in a podcast, which I'm going to do. I have been rejected by a close friend of mine, and it hurts. I don't know how to deal with it. We are now not speaking. What would you do? What do you do when you are rejected? It's an interesting thing, Trey. I recently put on the website a interview that I did with Dale Batesole, my dear friend, who was asking me about the same thing, about how we deal with rejection. So here we go. Evidently, this is a topic. I do get a lot of these about how to deal with rejection. It's an interesting thing. Look, Trey, and to all who have been rejected, which we all have, I certainly go through it constantly. Rejection is, the way I look at it, it is prejudicial. It has to do with genetic acuities and genetic bias. In other words, how a person rejects us is based on something that they believe you've done that to them was a wrong. Now, whether or not it was or is a wrong, or there is a wrong, really doesn't matter. What matters is how I handle it on the inside of myself, how you handle it on the inside of yourself. There are going to be people who cannot accept your apology. There will be people who cannot and will not listen to your apology. There will be people who just want to make war with you, because that's really what they're all about. They like to make war. They like to make division. They like to make difficulties. And they think that there is some sort of righteousness in this world that you did not live up to, and therefore you're a bad person, blah, blah, whatever. If you have apologized to this person, which you say in your email you did, then isn't that enough? Just to say, please forgive me, and maybe make some sort of restitution with them in some way which is meaningful to both you and them, and bow to the situation. Learn from it. But let me say this to you, Trey. In human conflict, in human relationships, there is no way to win. There is no way to show a person that their retaliation towards us is, well, inconsequential to us, but very consequential to them. That's the way it works. It creates a consequence in their life, and they will have to live with that consequence as long as they hold resentment. It's like holding, as the Buddha said, a burning hot rock in your hand. Before you throw it at someone else, it's going to burn you. So the way I look at it is, forgive them all, for they know not what they do. And don't let this thing with your friend become a thing within you, something that you hold against yourself, or you feel righteous about, self-righteous about, like, how could you blame me? I didn't do it, or they did it. You've done these things before, blah, blah, blah. All these alibis that I hear from people. If a wrong has been done, it is my responsibility to rectify it in the form of maybe being, shall we say, kind, compassionate, bringing restitution to the situation if I can. And if someone has wronged me and has asked for my forgiveness, it is my responsibility to accept that for the way it is and from the person that is giving it to me without the cynicism of my doubt or my anger. I just don't do that. When people ask me for forgiveness, which is rare, very rare, I just acknowledge it and realize, yes, you, I understand how you might feel. I've done things that are as silly or as thoughtless as you have. I would not only forgive you, I would embrace you. And I understand what's going on within you at this point. But that's not the way people work, Trey. They work on the form of their righteousness, their self-righteousness. So there is no way to really help a person who hates you, as you put it in your email, or is seeking to do unkind things to you. Just be kind to them from within yourself. Be humble. In your humility, you will find an insight into your own self, a realization about yourself that you may have never known before, never experienced before, never realized before. So when that occurs, then you've learned something about yourself. You've learned something about the man named Trey and how he operates and the way he operates, how he thinks about maybe himself first, and that's it, nothing more. You get to see all sorts of selfishness, infidelities within yourself that you didn't maybe know were there. People act on impulse, Trey. They really know not what they do. And when we understand that know not what we do, and we get involved in it within ourselves by understanding that we are no different than they are, that we have done as much as they have done in our lifetime, then I can see that forgiveness would be a simple no-brainer exercise in compassion and love. The bottom line is that we all make mistakes. Why hold it against someone who has? There have been many people in our lives who have overreacted to something we've said or done. There are many people who acted and reacted in the course of our lifetime that have been cruel and unkind, never gave us the chance to apologize. And the reason they wouldn't is, Trey, because they wouldn't be able to accept that apology. They would say, I don't believe you. Well, you know, at that point, it's on them, not you. So you have to look at it like everybody is doing what everybody does in the way they do it in order to gain some advantage on another person while not taking responsibility for what's going on within themselves and what they are doing. So forgive him. Trey, forgive him. He doesn't know. He doesn't understand the laws that govern life in this world. He doesn't understand what he is doing to himself by rejecting you. And if you have apologized, which you say you have in your little email here, then enough. It's enough. You'll have to walk on. Walk on without him in your life. Walk on until maybe he sees the error of his way. Just walk on. But walk on in a kindness that has allowed you to live forgivingly to everyone you meet in any given situation, just to forgive. So learn from this. Learn, well, when this or if this happens again and I get insulted by someone, rather than hate them like my friend did to me and reject me as my friend did to me, I will give them the chance, the opportunity to know I, you know, forgive them and embrace them. And maybe, who knows, maybe something will come out of it within yourself. And who knows, you might even find yourself in a better relationship, not only with that person, but yourself, which is really interesting. I'm out of here. Thank you, Trey, for your beautiful question. Thank you, audience, for listening. Please forgive me, all of you, and I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. And again, as always, you need to forgive me. Namaste.